Hello, everybody. Today is April 20th, 2017. And there was a phone I got last year, which is called the Oukitel K6000 Pro. So that's Oukitel. So I think that in lieu of the Oukitel that's coming up on the 25th, this Tuesday, for $50, I decided that I was going to do an unboxing of this phone, since I never did really do an unboxing of this particular K6000 Pro. And so I pulled it out of my drawer where it's been sitting at, and I never did, get to set this thing up. So I'm going to get it out of the box, get the phone out of the plastic, that's what's on top, and underneath, there we go, we got, oh, these are like screen protectors and stuff like that. Then let's see, let's have a power, charging brick. There's a charging brick. This is using a micro USB charger. There's a European style charging brick. There's a US adapter here. Well, that's good. Anyway, that's not the most important thing why I want to check this phone. I want to check it to see if indeed, if it has accessibility out of the box or not, or it's going to be like what I observed with the Oukitel U16 Max that I just demonstrated. So now I'm going to turn this one on, turn this Oukitel phone on, so we're not confused. And I'm going to wait for a little bit. And as always, I'm going to give it some time to go through the motions. And then I'll put my fingers down. My general rule is to let it sit there for about 45 seconds to about a minute. And then, put the two fingers down and see how that goes. So it's spinning. There we go. Well, it looks like, though, it's now there, and I'm going to put my two fingers down and see if indeed we'll get any accessibility, or we're going to have that same behavior that I had with the Oukitel. So let's try that. Put my two fingers down.
Continue touching the screen until you hear a beep to enable accessibility mode. Accessibility tutorial. When Explore by Touch is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around. Showing items 1 to 15 of 28.
I'll be darn. Dampanier, that's all I can say. Looks like this one has, full accessibility built in. The talkback is on.
When Explore by Touch is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around.
Wow. So this is beautiful. Quick description of the phone. It has, this is about 5.5-inch. It's been a while. And I've forgotten about the specs.
When Explore by Touch is turned
on, I'm going to turn off the screen for a little bit.
Screen off.
And it does have, like I said, 6,000 milliamp battery. And then, believe it or not, it's smaller than the Oukitel U16 Max. And it is also, probably just the same width as that Oukitel, and it has the volume near the top on the right hand side, and then the power below that, and then on the top of the phone it's a 3mm headphone jack. At the bottom, of course, is the micro USB port, And then at the back, there's the camera near the top, and then a fingerprint reader below that. That will be it. It does not have a removable battery. Sorry for removable battery fans. And that would be the physical description of the phone. It does come with a case. Like I said, you know, I could snap that case on. And it's a 32 gig. I believe it's 4 gigs of RAM. And has a micro SD card. And, of course, an SD card slot. That will be it about this phone. Maybe
screen on.
Let's see if I could just...
When Explore by Touch is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around. Gallery.
All right.
Good. Keep sliding your finger around the screen until you find at least one more icon. Downloads. You can also explore by swiping next button.
I'm gonna...
Exit button. Welcome.
All right, so we're at the setup screen here.
Language, English, United States button.
Yeah.
Double tap to select.
Of course,
alert,
let's make sure.
Suggested. English, United States. Welcome.
All right, so let's get started.
Start button. Insert SIM card.
No, skip that for now.
Skip button. Skip button. Showing items 1 to 2 of 2. CYBERHUB Wi-Fi 3.
This is my, you know, wireless
showing
networks.
Skip button.
I'm going to skip. I just want to go.
Your phone won't have an internet connection. You won't get software updates until you connect to the internet. You can't activate device protection features at this time. Don't skip. Skip anyway.
Skip anyway.
Show. Don't skip button. Skip anyway button. Date and time.
Date and time.
Adjust if needed. Drop down list. Kuala Lumpur, GMT plus 800.
No.
Kuala Lumpur, Perth, GMT, Taipei, GMT, Rangoon, GM, Oral, GMT, Nairobi, GMT, Casablanca, Cape, Halifax, Mountain Standard Time, Phoenix, GMT, Honolulu, GMT 1000. GMT 1100, GMT 800, Tijuana, GMT, Chihuahua, GMT, Mountain Standard Time, Costa Rica, GMT, Chihuahua, GMT, Pacific Standard Time, GMT 800. Double tap to select.
Am I 800 or 700 now? Anyway, Pacific time.
Date and time.
Let's go.
Next button. Name?
Skip all of that.
Next button. Protect your phone. Next button. Unlock with fingerprint. Next button. Fingerprint setup. Next button. Choose screen lock. Next button. Disable.
It's not
going to
let me until I do one of
pattern
those.
Pattern because you've... PIN because you've turned on it. Choose your PIN.
Let's give it 1111, shall we?
Dot. Dot.
I believe
dot,
that's
dot,
one.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Next. Plug in a headset to hear password keys spoken aloud. Confirm your PIN. Edit box. Currently editing. Password. Edit box. Currently editing. Confirm your... Edit box. Currently editing. Password. Dot. Dot.
I'm just using
dot,
the
dot,
top one here because...
Dot, dot. Dot, dot.
So I'm using 1111.
Next. Next button. Checked. Show all notification content radio button. Next
Let's
button.
Go next.
Find the sensor.
Oh gosh, I don't want to.
Next button. Let's start.
Oh, must I do a fingerprint?
Let's start.
I can't even
button 86,
find a place
unlabeled
to skip. Okay.
Great. Now repeat. Great. Now repeat. Great. Now repeat. Great. Now repeat. Great. Now repeat.
So that's doing my fingerprint.
Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great. Now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great. Now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great. Now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Lift finger, then touch sensor again. Great, now repeat. Fingerprint added.
I'm gonna skip.
Next button. Google services. Checked. Help apps find your location.
Scroll it up.
Next button. Device unlocked. Home screen 1 of 0.
There we go. So let's go ahead and see what the screen looks like. This, of course, is going to be coming with whatever launcher that this thing is packed with. And starting at the very bottom.
Apps.
There's apps.
Double tap to select.
And of course.
Phone. Contacts. Home screen 1 of 1.
Of course, the the back, home, and overview buttons.
Overview. Accessibility tutorial.
Oh,
accessibility tutorial. Home screen 1 of 1.
Now, the back phone. Didn't speak. The back is, let's see. Let me activate the
phone. Phone.
And see if I could find the back. Where's my back?
Overview. Phone.
I'll be phone. Done.
Home screen 1 of 1.
Okay.
Apps.
Let me go to apps.
Browser. Home screen 1 of 1.
Okay, the back is to the right and the overview is to the left. Left with the home key at the middle, just like a Samsung phone. I'm going to pull down the notification bar using 2 fingers. And
notification shade. Quick settings.
Let's see what we got.
2004, Thursday, December 31st.
Oh, gosh. This thing is set to European time.
Settings button. Settings.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
Wireless and networks. Wi-Fi.
This is the settings.
Double tap Bluetooth. Hot knot.
It has double that hot knot like we saw in Alcatel U16 Max.
SIM cards. Data usage. More.
Scroll up.
Device. Display. Gesture motion.
Double tap to select. That too. Let's see what it has.
Gesture motion. Telephony motion. System motion.
Yeah, so sounds like the same person that's making, you know, this, you know, whatever ROM this is.
Settings.
For both the Alcatel and Alcatel. I like the same thing.
Gesture motion. Display.
So this sounds like what gesture I have motion. On my Alcatel.
Double tap
if you
to
listen
select.
To that.
Sound and notification. Apps. Battery. Memory. Gesture unlock. Float gesture. Personal. Float gesture.
Let's look at the gesture.
Double tap to select.
Unlock.
Gesture unlock. Gesture unlock. Double click to wake. Disabled. Off.
Because you got to
turn it on. Double tap to select.
You've got to turn it on here. So now
showing
that
items 1 to 8 of 12.
Let's see what we got.
Double click to wake. Slide up to unlock. Slide down to camera. Side slip cut songs. Painting and play and pause music. Gesture C, start phone. Gesture E, start browser. Gesture Z, start clock. Gesture V, start gallery.
Let's go back.
Gesture S, well, start messaging.
Let me
painting and play
turn
and
it
on.
Off. There we go.
Gesture S, start messaging, disabled. Settings.
All right.
Gesture unlock. Float gesture.
Float gesture.
Float gesture. On. Checked. Checkbox. Handwriter settings.
So this is about handwriting stuff.
Settings.
Let's go down.
Float gesture. Personal. Security. Fingerprint. Accounts. Fingerprint.
Let's see what the fingerprints
fingerprint.
Are.
Confirm your PIN. Plug in a headset to hear password keys spoken aloud, showing number keyboard.
It was 1111. So.
I hope I'm doing the right thing here. Next. Keyboard hidden. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3. Add fingerprint.
Okay, I'm going to go back.
Settings. Google. Language and input. Backup and reset. System. Date and time. System.
Let's look at...
Date and time.
About...
Scheduled power on and off. Smart somatosensory. Printing.
Double if tap you to listen sele- to my my Alcatel, you would know what this...
Smart somatosensory.
Gestures are. Let's take a look anyway.
Smart somatosensory. Smart somatosensory. Gallery. Gesture. Gallery. Move between pictures. Not checked. Checkbox. Music player. Move between songs. Not checked. Checkbox. Camera. Capture photos. Not checked. Checkbox. Launcher. Move to next page in launcher. Not checked. Checkbox. Unlock. In the locked screen, the phone will hand waving distance sensor location. The phone will automatically unlock standby interface. Not checked. Checkbox. Smart somatosensory.
Let's scroll up.
Notification shade.
Excuse me.
SMS somatosensory dial. In MMS view, pick up the phone to your face can directly dial the contact's phone. Not checked. Checkbox. Contact dialing by somatosensory. In contact's interface, keep face close to device make dial automatically. Not checked. Checkbox. Call answering car. Call. The palm of the phone distance sensor position for 2 seconds. The phone automatically answer the call. Not checked. Checkbox. SMS somatosensory.
Okay.
Unlock. In the locked screen.
Let's scroll up. I think that's it.
Call answering car. Call. The palm of the phone distance sensor position for 2 seconds. The phone automatically answer the call. Not checked. Checkbox.
Okay. I think that's it though.
Call answering. Not checked.
Let's go back.
Alert close. The holster is not recommended to use this feature. Cancel. Okay. Okay button.
Well,
cancel button.
I tapped on something.
Smart somatosensory. Call answering car. Call. The palm of the phone.
All right.
Settings.
There we go. I was trying to find a back button since it doesn't speak.
Smart somatosensory. Printing. Developer options. About phone.
Let's see.
About phone.
About phone.
Model number, K6000 Pro. Double tap to select. Android version, 6.0.
So that one's
double
running.
Tap to
Marshmallow,
select.
I got it last year.
Phone storage, 32.00 gigabytes. Running memory, 3.00 gigabytes.
That's 3 gigs of RAM.
Double
I was
tap
wrong.
To select.
I thought it was 4.
Screen size, 5.5 inch. Screen resolution, 1920x1080. Main camera, 16 MPAF. Double tap to sub camera, 8 MP.
So there's a 16 rear, what am I saying? 16 rear camera.
Showing items
and,
4 to 12 of screen resolution, 1920.
And 8 up front megapixels.
Status, phone number, signal, etc. Legal information. Android security patch level, May 1st, 2016.
Okay, well, I haven't.
Kernel version 3.18.19. Build number OUKITEL_K.
So that's Alcatel.
Settings.
All right. The back button and the home key and overview keys don't speak. So definitely this is not
home screen one of one.
A phone that I could recommend
one.
For someone just coming into Android. I think I'm going to go reset this.
Notification shade.
Oh, actually, that's
home
okay.
Screen
I wonder.
One of one.
It's been sitting in my drawer since last fall when I got it. And I wonder how much battery it has left.
No SIM card. Battery 75%.
Oh, my gosh. So it's been sitting there since fall of 2016 and the battery's at 75%. Unbelievable. All right. Well, it's a 6,000 milliamp battery. So if that tells you anything. Well, thanks so much, guys. Here's a lousy phone there for you. If you want it, you could get one. But I don't know if it's going to be updated to NuGet or not, since I haven't done anything with it, and see if I could do an update. All right, well, that's it. Thanks so much for inclusiveandroid.com. This is Warren Carr. Thank you.